Blog Talk Radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life.
Good evening, and welcome to Atlanta Life Radio Presents, There is Life After Layoff. Join the conversation with our show host, Allie, and her co-host, Dr. Regina Ward Porter, as Allie shares her journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off. The opinions expressed on this radio program are for discussion and or inspirational purposes only. They do not serve as treatment or as a professional diagnosis. All listeners are advised that neither the hosts or Web Talk Radio agents shall be held liable for the content of programs, including advice given. All listeners are advised to make their own decisions based upon receiving appropriate consultation with a licensed professional and who have been given the opportunity to consider completely each listener's circumstances and not a reliance upon the content of this Web Talk Radio program. Now, as we say each and every week, grab your journal or a piece of paper and pen so that you can take notes as you share in our journey this evening. And now, please join me in a virtual applause as I welcome our hosts, Allie and Dr. Regina Ward Porter, and for a very, very special show this evening with a very special guest who Allie will introduce. And now, without further ado, Allie?
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of There is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and along with my regular co-host, Minister Dr. Regina Ward Porter, the founder of Elise Psychological Services, and who is also a licensed professional counselor specializing in anxiety, adjustment, and depressive disorders. It is always our pleasure to be your guides as I take this journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off. And as Doc affirms, normalcy of feelings while offering you practical solutions. Please join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And I also invite you to visit and follow me on my new and improved blog site at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. Please check it out and make sure that you post a comment. And as well, you can also find out more about Doc and her services by visiting her website at www.elise, spelled E-L-I-S-E, psychologicalservices.com. And if you wish to contact us directly, you can always do that via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please continue to follow us on Twitter. You will find me tweeting at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And I'm also on Instagram at #AllieWard45. On behalf of Doc, Mel D, and myself, and the entire There is Life After Layoff Radio team, we sincerely thank you for listening and for joining us this evening as we share with you our insights regarding issues related to the experience of being laid off. Okay, we're ready to get started, and guess what, ladies and gentlemen, Doc is in the building. Good evening, Doc, and thank you for joining me. And I wanted to say, don't you feel that our topic for tonight, which is related to how people can actually start living on purpose, is a much-needed conversation?
Hi, Ellie. Thank you for having me, and you are so right. As we get prepared for our first annual conference, I'm so excited, and as you stated, this topic is so necessary. I come in contact with many individuals, and hopefully we'll get more into that conversation tonight, that actually begin to become paralyzed and stuck. And
right.
So oftentimes hurts, disappointments, many things, depression, whatever it is, keeps them from fulfilling their purpose. So our hopes is that with tonight's show that many individuals will be free, and I'm so excited about our special guest tonight.
Yes, absolutely, and so am I. So thanks again for joining me, Doc. Now, in addition to the insightful conversation, as you mentioned, we have a very special guest, and as Mel D mentioned, At the top of the show, we will be joined tonight in a moment by Apostle Dr. Michael Woods from the Dwelling Place Church located here in Atlanta. So we're super excited about him joining us tonight and what he is going to bring to the conversation. So, but as always, before we get started, I want to remind all of you who may be tuning in for the first time or deciding to call in for the first time, I want to remind you that we're here to use this forum as a way to uplift, empower, and hopefully inspire those of you who have been affected by a layoff. And we are certainly not here to complain. We're not here to ridicule or point fingers at our former employers or our colleagues or any individuals. And we are definitely not here to feel sorry for ourselves. But we are here because we want to share our journeys of rediscovery and empowerment. But most of all, the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we're here to serve you, the community, as we give you a voice by offering you an opportunity to share your story so that we can let you know that you're not alone. You can reach us by calling us at 347-324-5246, and please make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air lineup in our host queue. And we do look forward to talking with you this evening. And so we have one last announcement before we actually get started in our conversation tonight. If you happen to miss a particular show, you can catch up on what you've missed through the Atlanta Life Radio website, again, at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And we're also on iTunes, so you can find us by searching Atlanta Life Radio under podcast, and there you will find us. And you can upload all of the show, past shows, that, and tonight's live show will actually be uploaded about an hour or so after it airs this evening. So we continue to thank you for catching up and for continuing to tune in. Now we are ready to get started, Doc. And I thought that I would actually turn it over to Mel D to actually introduce our special guest for tonight, because she was actually the person instrumental in getting Dr. Wood, our special guest, to join us this evening. So, Mel D, did you want to take a moment to kind of talk about how you met, Dr. Woods, and to welcome him on air with us this evening?
Well, yes, and I'm going to let Dr. Woods introduce himself, but I just want to thank on air Kiki Adams, who's a dear colleague and friend, and she's also my hairstylist. And we have several conversations about living on purpose, and and with her being an entrepreneur and myself being an entrepreneur, you know, we have so many different topics and synergy in our walk in Christ. And so she highly recommended Dr. Woods to be on the show, and I was so thankful that he had the time and his schedule to join us this evening. So I'm going to first just turn it back over to you and welcome Dr. Woods to the show. I know that our listeners will be blessed this evening. And if you would, he can tell us a little bit about himself and his journey, because I think we have a lot we're going to talk about this evening.
Absolutely.
So I'll turn it back over to you, Allie.
Okay, so without further ado, we take great pleasure in welcoming to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, Apostle Dr. Michael Woods. So thank you for joining us this evening, Dr. Woods.
Well, thank you, Allie, and thank you, Dr. Porter. I'm going to make sure I say that right. Dr. Ward Porter. And thank you so much, Mel D. It's a blessing to be here. My name is Dr. Michael Woods, and I'm always excited to share my journey and to share my story with people who believe that they need some hope, and because I've overcome a lot of obstacles. And I believe that the listeners that we have tonight, I'm sure that there are a lot of people plugged in that need a boost, that need to know that they can make it against all odds. So I'm excited about being here and being able to share that. I am just a little bit about me. I am a gospel preacher. You heard Allie using the word apostle. My office in the fivefold ministry is apostle. I don't wear that lightly. I actually have a venom in my heart against people who just slap that title on their name and don't really understand it.
Wow.
The word apostle actually comes from a Greek word, apostolos, so that people can understand my angle and my vantage point and how I'm going to approach this tonight. It comes from a word, apostolos, which means sent one. It is a plenipotentiary agent, one that God places in the earth to exercise government and authority and leadership to bring the structure of the kingdom into the forefront. And what I've come to understand over the last 21 years of full-time ministry is that the kingdom is not about what we do inside of the church.
Right.
God has called us to do so many things outside of the church, and that's why I commend this platform, because it takes our message from the pulpit inside
right.
of the building, and it takes it to the world, and it shows people practical Christianity, responsible Christianity, and ways that we could take dominion in the various aspects of our life. So I am an apostle, but being an apostle didn't come easy. I've had a lot of trials, a lot of tribulations in my life. I've survived a lot of things. But what I do realize is that this survival is directly related to my purpose and my destiny.
Right.
My story is my history. And if you break that word down, his story, that's where I come from. So
right.
I'm grateful, and I'm always transparent with the things that I've overcome. So I'm just here tonight to dialogue, and hopefully something we say will be a blessing to someone else. I am the senior pastor of the Dwelling Place here in Atlanta. I am the overseer of the RADA International Fellowship, RADA meaning dominion, which means we have leaders from all over the world that we're responsible for fathering and mentoring, and even entrepreneurs that we structure and release into society to do what they're called to do. My main focus is when I meet people, because I believe every person on this planet, they came to this planet with two distinct things. One, they came with a dominion mandate. The Bible said we're created to have dominion.
Right.
Every person on this planet should be ruling in some capacity. Well, secondly, the only way we can move into that place of dominion is we must understand purpose and destiny.
Yeah.
So my job is to help people adequately discern their purpose, to clearly see that they are destiny, that they are God's masterpiece. They're valuable. They're rare. They're authentic. Yeah. They're unique. And no matter what life has done to them, God has not changed his mind. So what
I do
is when I meet people, no matter what walk of life they come from, I immediately begin to try to discern how my purpose fits with them so we can pull what's in them out of them. So we discern, and then we develop them. We take the time to manage and teach and to equip and to nurture them in that area, and then we deploy them into the world as effective and productive people. So that's a little bit about what I do. There's a whole lot I could say, but we have a whole lot of time. But I hope that serves as an ample introduction.
Absolutely. We are so excited that you're here. And so, Doc, you know what? So we can go ahead and get this conversation going. I'm going to actually turn it over to you to get things started tonight.
Okay. And hopefully, Dr. Woods, as we start our conversation, we'll learn more about your walk. And I want to ask you, when did you receive your call to ministry, and what was this process like for you?
I got called to ministry at a very young age. The Lord started dealing with me around 8 years old. He started talking to me about preaching the gospel. And I actually was living with my mom and my grandma at the time. Well, let me just go back 2 years. At six, there was a bus that used to come around our neighborhood, and he used to take the children to Sunday school. And so I got saved going to church on that bus. I gave my life to God at six. I became very serious about it at 6 years old.
Wow.
My grandma and my mom will tell you today that at six, I was walking around the house preaching. I was preaching to my cousins, laying hands on them, taking up offerings with marbles and checkers. So very early, I realized who I was. And my mama went through some cycles between ages of eight when I got called and 14, and at 14, I had to go live with my father, and my father was also a pastor. At the time, he was just a minister in his church, but God was already dealing with me about who I was, and I was fighting it. I was running from it. I was trying to be cool, trying to fit in with everybody else. I was trying to do as a young teenager, 14, 15 years old, what everybody else was doing, dressing the way they was dressing, but I just didn't fit in. My friends would always tell me, you got too much church in you. You can't even do this. Just go back to church and do what you do. But at the end of the day, I felt a lot of rejection from my own, and this is where the process began. The Bible says They went to their own, and their own received them not. I remember very early, you know, at early in my ministry, when I knew God was calling me, I knew God was speaking to me. I went to my father, and I said to him, you know, yeah, I feel like it's time for me to start doing this, to start preaching, you know. And he looked me blatantly in my face and told me I wasn't. But I knew that God had spoke to me. And I knew, so the challenge to have that challenge from within your own home, to have rejection begin so early in ministry. If I was not committed to what God said to me, if there wasn't a clear preceding voice from God, I would have gave up on it then. But because I knew that God had spoken to me, it could have been my daddy, my mama, my grandmama. It could have been anybody that said I wasn't that, because I knew I had a real experience with God.
Right.
That opened my life up to the realm of ministry. So eventually my daddy got on board, and he approved who God was saying I was at 17, and I got licensed and ordained. And quite honestly, I went to school, I was in the military, did some things, preached the gospel the whole time I was in school in the military. God never would allow me to matriculate into anything else but a man of God.
Wow.
I tried to go to dental school. Just none of that would work. All those doors closed. But every door I needed for ministry was opening for me, because I was in the right place. I was in my purpose.
Yeah,
and
I
knew that. So once I accepted it and began doing what God called me to do, I still had these seasons of rejection. And when you start dealing with purpose, these seasons of rejection are very vital and instrumental to anointing you to be effective in what you're called to do.
Right.
And I think God allows these obstacles to see how we'll react, to expand our capacity, to see how we'll overcome. So that process, it started out with rejection, continue with rejection. Even today, just like Jesus, I still get rejection.
Right.
But
That's it.
I always tell people, it's not my destination. I've done a lot of great things. I got a lot of great friends, a lot of great mentors. I've traveled all over this world. But it's not the places I've been or the places I'll go. It's my journey. The thing that makes me who I am is the journey. It's the rejection.
Right.
It's the broken places. It's the pain.
That's good.
Being able to align that process with my purpose that makes me effective. So, I hope I answered your question. I know.
Absolutely. And it's so in keeping with what we are doing here, because, you know, I'm very transparent about my journey and how I started out as a young child being rejected by my peers because of the way I looked. And, you know, that kind of created, you know, some self-esteem issues and what have you. But, you know, the transparency, I believe that God took me through that just to get me where I'm at now. And
You're
absolutely right. When you're not walking in your purpose, God will close those doors for you, because I can remember leading up to being laid off, I began praying and asking God to show me my purpose. Well, he showed me out the door. He allowed me to get laid off so he can get me to where I'm at now and doing this, you know, and serving him. So that is so in keeping with what we're doing here. But I wanted to ask you, Dr. Woods, what techniques do you use to motivate people to find and then live in their life's purpose? Can you share with us about that?
Sure. One of the things I think is vitally important to the discovery of your purpose, because first of all, I believe that your purpose is never your decision. It's always your discovery.
Wow.
God already decided what your purpose is, so it's never your decision. It's always what you discover. So if we think in terms of discovery, looking for something, searching for something, then that means if purpose is the key to fulfillment, it's in the mind of God before we ever get here, then that means I got to take a journey back to his mind to find out what's on his mind about me. And I think you guys are using for a foundational scripture for this talk, Jeremiah 29:11. It's very apropos, because the Bible says there, he says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you." So if we just stop right there with that clause of that verse, and let's back up 28 more chapters when God, to Jeremiah, mm-hmm. when he's 9 years old, God steps into his life and says, before I formed you, mm-hmm. I knew you. Sure. So if we back up to that, before we even get to 29, this is what I tell people. You got to understand, before you were in your mom's belly, before
right.
you got to this planet, the word knew or know is interchangeable in Hebrew. It's the word yada, Y-A-D-A. Now, if you watch Star Wars films, there's a little green, ugly thing in there.
So Yoda.
His name is Yoda. Well, that's where George Lucas gets the name from. He gets it from the Hebrew word yada. And yada means to inspect, mm-hmm. which as if a supervisor of a manufacturing plant would inspect a product mm-hmm. once it's complete to make sure it's ready for full use. So okay. what that inspection, what happened first of all with me when God knew me, he inspected me. He made sure that before I got in my mom's belly, yeah. that I had everything in me I needed to be mm-hmm. who I would be. He
wow.
and he inspected it and make sure I was fully equipped before I set foot on this planet as a living chromosome. So he inspected mm-hmm. it. So that means I'm already approved by God. No matter right. what happens, the approval was already there before. I'm not a mistake. I'm not junk. I'm not a flop. I'm here because he wants me here. And he's already inspected it. So I tell people, you got to go to the mind of God, find out what he already approved. But the next thing that word yada takes on, it takes on the attitude of, watch this, of intelligence, which means mm-hmm. not he inspects me, but watch this, he has full supernatural intelligence about me. He knows my uprising. He knows my downfalling. Watch this, nothing about me or you or you and I surprises God.
Right.
He knows everything. So
mm-hmm.
whatever has happened, the good, the bad, the ugly,
yeah.
every event,
yeah.
enters our life not to define us, not to even design us. God already did that, but simply to develop us into
right.
yeah, what God already thought we were. So I tell mm-hmm. people, you got to get in his head because mm. he knows. So the first step is going back to the manufacturer. If you want to
mm-hmm.
know the purpose of a thing, you never ask the thing. You ask the one that made it.
Made it. Mm-hmm.
And the one that created us. And our purpose is God. So my first thing is take introspective in prayer. Spend some time searching yourself through the mind of God, not through the eyes of what life, your circumstances, or events have tried to define you as. But we need a clear revelation of what God says we are. And one of the things I share with people, and this is something I learned in my life, very hard, might I add, is, and it's a law. I pinned this term. It's called the law. It's called the law of being circular, which means when we come into the earth, we have to realize that eventually we have to go back where we came from.
Yeah.
Anything that dies, it goes back to its, where it came from. Fish come out of the water. When they die, they go back in the sea.
Right.
Flowers
right.
come out of the ground. When they die, they go back to the dirt.
Right.
Now,
right.
when our body dies, our body goes back to the dirt because we were formed from the dust. But watch this, our spirit goes back to God. Because he said, let us make man. So he spoke to himself, and we come out of him. So when
right.
we die, we in a circle of motion, we go back to him. And as we walk through life, our goal should be constantly to align ourselves with what he thinks, with what he says. Because, again, back to Jeremiah 29, he's
right.
already thought it. And those yeah. thoughts are constantly on his mind. The word, he said, I know the thoughts that I think. Maka Hashbash in Hebrew. And it literally means that I'm consistently thinking about you so that you will align with what I already know. So he said, mm-hmm. my mind is constantly on you getting where I am. Because he already thought that we're great. He already thought that we're awesome.
Right.
He already thought that we're overcomers. So, again, I know that was a long answer, but at the end of the day.
What a good one.
But what I do is I point people back to the manufacturer.
Right.
I remember I first bought a flat screen TV several years ago. When I got it, because it was different than anything else I ever had as far as a television, I turned it on and was trying to make it work. The screen was blue. I had no idea how to get this thing to do what I needed to do because I wanted to see a picture. I wanted to enjoy
right.
what I saw on the display at the store.
Right.
The Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, You cannot talk to the TV and get the answer to make this work. He said the manufacturer put a manual in the box. Read the manual. And once I read the manual, I can enjoy the television. So we have to read what's on the manufacturer's mind. So that's my directive for people. That's the first step. Get in his head. Because so many times we define ourselves by our experience. Who hurt us? Who molested us? Who talked about us? Who fired us? Who laid us off? We define ourselves by that. And really says, in spite of that, you're a masterpiece.
That's right.
I finished it before you went through any of that.
Wow. That's good right there. What do you think is probably, you know, one of the biggest stumbling blocks that people may have in you know, figuring out what it is that's their purpose? Do you think it's because they get stuck in thinking about their past and those type of issues? What do you think?
I think there's two major stumbling blocks. One is the addiction to approval. And I think a whole lot of people miss their purpose because they're addicted to being approved by others. And so what they do is they become costumists and they become chameleons. And every environment they go in, what they do is they blend in. So that they can be accepted or approved, never understanding that their authenticity is what's going to make the difference in their life and in the life of the people around them. So we spend so much time trying to get people to accept us and approve us. But then second, I think is a major problem, is necrophilia and spiritual necrophilia, or I call it life necrophilia. Necrophilia is sex with dead bodies. There are some perverted people that do that. And that's terrible. The thought of it is terrible. But what we do is we have intimacy with dead stuff. So we can't figure out where we're going because we're too busy making love to the past and entertaining what was. Paul said that we should forget what's behind.
Yes.
And forgetting those things which are behind, Philippians 3:10, epilothoma in Greek, forgetting, which means to extrapolate it from your mindset totally, dismiss it as if it never happened, and then stretch for what's ahead. So, and I can't stretch for what's ahead and the prize of the high calling, the purpose that's in me, if I'm holding on to yesterday. You know, I tell people all the time, you have to bury your past or your past will bury you. I was just talking to a gentleman a couple of days ago. He was a lawyer, and he got laid off from the firm he was working in. We used to making a whole lot of money. He's been out of legal work, surprisingly, for the last 2 years. And the reason he struggles getting another job at that level is because he refuses to enter the next level at the bottom. And I told him, I said, I would rather be the low man in my destiny than the lead man in my history.
Oh, wow. That's good right there.
Yeah, that's tweetable. Y'all might want to
see
that.
Yes, I was just going to say that. That's tweetable.
But at the end of the day, we have to make up our mind that we're going to lead, even though those things were good. And we were at that high place, but we lost that. So let's move to the next dimension, even if we're on the low level, but we're moving toward the next level
that's
of
good.
Destiny.
And that's good.
You know, so I think those are the major things, approval addiction and life spiritual necrophilia, holding on to things that God's trying to take, holding on to the past, not moving forward.
Wow, that's good.
And Dr. Woods, you are saying a mouthful. Allie, are we going to take a break or are we going to
continue? I was going to say that it's probably a good time to take a short station break. And we are, hold on, Dr. Woods, we are going to come back and continue this great conversation. And I can see right now we're going to run out of time before we get it all in. But you know what? We can always ask you back. But so at this point, we're going to take a short station break, and we will be back with our very special guest tonight, Apostle Dr. Michael Woods from the Dwelling Place Church, and we hopefully will have some callers. And if you want to call in, you can call us at 347-324-5246 and press the number 1. And so you are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, so please stay tuned.
To Atlanta Life Radio, there is life after layoff. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank each and every listener and all of our sponsors, because without your support, this show would not be made possible. Do you have April 11th on your calendar marked that you are coming to our conference, Seek Me, Awakening the Purpose Within You? Well, if you haven't purchased your ticket, tickets are still available. We would love for you to join us. On April 11th at the Atlanta Marriott Century Center here in Atlanta, we are hosting our first annual conference, Seek Me, Awakening the Purpose Within You. Tonight's show is a prelude to what you can expect. If you are currently seeking your life purpose, trying to understand what God has planned for you, this is the conference for you. For more information, go to our website, www.atlantaliferadio.com/events. There will be information there on our wonderful inspirational guest speakers and all of the information concerning the conference and how to purchase your ticket. We look forward to meeting you. And now we return back to our program. Allie?
All right, we're back. If you're just joining us, welcome, and you're listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. I'm your host, Allie, and along with my co-host, Doc, and our very special guest tonight, Apostle Dr. Michael Woods from the Dwelling Place Church here in Atlanta. We welcome you, and thank you for joining us this evening. And we are going to continue with this wonderful, interesting, intriguing conversation. So, Doc, I think I'm going to turn it back over to you to continue our conversation tonight.
Okay. Apostle Woods, I must add, I'm trying to take notes, listen. So much of what you're saying, it's so much in that. One of the things that does stick out, as you stated, even Jesus was rejected by his own. And when you talk about
yes.
being addicted to approval, one of the things I find in my practice, a lot of clients come in, and that's exactly what they're dealing with. And it's almost like they have approval from other people, but from the people that they're looking for it from, like their parents, if they don't have it from those individuals, they are stuck. They can't move past that, and they find themselves running in circles trying to get that approval. And I had
yes.
to break it down to one client and actually have her do a list of people that were pouring into her for her to see, because she wasn't getting it from her mother, who rejected her years ago. She felt like her life had no purpose, no meaning. And this is a doctor. So she had renowned accolades in every other area, but she tried so hard to seek approval from her mother that it made her stuck. She was stuck. And I believe that was a way that the enemy used to try to keep her from fulfilling their purpose. And in that, I wanted to ask you, we know that the devil has no power whatsoever, but what schemes and tricks do you feel he uses to keep people from their purpose?
I think one of the problems is, again, and it goes back to necrophilia, approval addiction, because this really is the root of those two things, and
mm-hmm.
it's simply a lack of self-revelation.
Yeah.
Okay.
The enemy can only deceive or trick you as much as you don't know. And
That's
you have, when you have revelation, because he can't operate in light. Light is illumination, it's intelligence. So when you operate in light and illumination and intelligence about yourself, he has no room to function in his dark arena. He has to stay away. So people have to constantly find themselves in light. And I'm not just saying being saved and being in Jesus, being in church. I'm saying we need a full spectrum of light in our life. We need light on our purpose, light on our destiny. And I think the main thing is when there's no revelation, there's basically violation. We're violating ourselves. And what that causes, another word for violation, is idleness. It means you slow down. You lose your pace. And what happens is when you open the door for a little idleness, the Bible said the idle mind. And that word idle in Greek,
that's good.
Watch this. It means to. It's a stench. It's not even a full crack. It's a half a crack. When you open your mind up just a little, he says it's the devil's workshop. And watch this. Watch what happens. I just told you that God was the manufacturer of our destiny. But when you open your mind up and let an inch of darkness in, an inch of negativity about you, or you walk in a place of ignorance about yourself, he comes in and sets up a workshop. But watch this. The word workshop in Greek means it's not this little room where you got wood and saws, but it literally means a manufacturing plant. He shows up and sets up the biggest shop he can in your mind. And the only way to dispel that is to get light about yourself, because he's going to keep building on the little door you open for him. So I think, again, it's self-perspective, self-revelation, getting a vantage point of you. Because if I know me, there's nothing you could tell me about me that I'm going to buy into that doesn't agree with what I already have learned about myself.
Right. You know, that's good.
Yes. A lot of times we spend time learning everybody else and mimicking everybody else, imitating everybody else, trying to get approval from everybody else, and we never take the opportunity to really discover ourselves and see ourselves as God sees us.
Wow. That's key. That's key. So do you think you would consider that to be one of the number one strongholds, is that people don't know who they are in Christ Jesus? So they you know, stay stuck, like you said, seeking approval from others to validate who they are. So would you consider that one of the biggest strongholds?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a place of, and I don't use this word in an offensive way, but it's really a place of ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And then ignorance simply means to not know, where you're ignoring the reality. And I go back to this because I don't think this timing is ironic. The Lord spoke to me last month and told me this month to teach in my church. All month I've been teaching on destiny. Because I think it's very important that we understand that we're created with purpose and destiny, and that we're unique, we're authentic, we're vintage. There's nobody else like us on this planet. Our DNA suggests that we're unique. Everything about us is different. But one of the things I brought out to the people, again, and I'll say it again, is that we are masterpieces. And if you look at like a Michelangelo, when he walks in front of a block of marble, that's what he sees, is a block of marble. But beyond that, he has a revelation of David.
Right.
He has a revelation of what he's about to sculpt, and he goes to chipping away. But he sees that before he starts removing the marble and shaping it into the beautiful masterpiece it will become. God already sees us as his masterpiece. Life is just chipping away at the things to present us. And I just think people's problem, you know, they don't take the time to get to know how valuable they really are. And in particular, people in the body of Christ, because I think we don't take the time. We like to have church. I love having good church. But I think after a good church, I need to be very clear about why I'm on this earth and what God has called me to do, because I can't live at the church. I got to leave the church and go home.
Right.
And there are things I have to do in the world to advance the kingdom.
That's right.
That's
ladies, we do have a caller.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yes. Hello. If your number ends in 61, your phone number ends in 6123, you are now on the air. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I was calling in to speak to Apostle Wood and ask, are you going to be at the conference on the 11th, and you do motivational speaking, and if I wanted to go to your church, where is the church?
Awesome.
Oh, That's a good question. Thank you for calling and asking that. I'm not going to be able to be at the conference on the 11th. I have a prior engagement. I'll be in Huntsville, Alabama, April 10th through the 14th, actually speaking. But I will be praying for the conference, and I know it's going to be awesome. And I encourage anyone that's listening to make sure you get to the Marriott Century Center to be a part of this meeting. One of my favorite speakers, Dr. Debbie, she's off the chain. So she's
yes.
The keynote speaker is off the chain. So she's going to blow all of you away. So make sure you get there and enjoy the things that have been laid out for you. Now, of course, yeah, I travel all over the country. So if you're listening to this anywhere in the country, anywhere around the world, if you want to see my itinerary, you can just go to drmikewoods.com. That's drmikewoods.com. My itinerary is there, and you can see some of the things we're doing and that we have coming up. Our church is my favorite church in the whole world, and I'm not just saying that because I pastor. It's the dwelling place, and if you want to worship with us, we're at the dwelling place, and we're teaching the kingdom. We're seeing signs, wonders, and miracles. It is literally the place where God dwells. The dwelling place is located at 1871 County Line Road in southwest Atlanta, Georgia. And you can go to our website for the church. It's www.dwellingplaceatl.org. And you can find us on Facebook the same way, Dwelling Place Atlanta on Facebook. Or you can find me on Facebook at Dr. Mike Woods. Follow me on Twitter at DRML Woods. So that's the way to find me. And I'm there every Wednesday at 7, every Sunday at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. And God is working on something. We're getting ready to do an east location. And for those of you on the east side of Atlanta, God is working a miracle for us right now with a wonderful campus on the east side where we'll have west and east to accommodate all our people that's trying to get to us from the east. So it's a wonderful thing. So follow us so you can know what's going on so you can plug into the move of God. We're deploying generals every time we step in that place. It's
that's
a wonderful
awesome.
Thing.
Wow. Amen. Thank you for that call. All right.
Dr. Woods, I want to ask you, and as our listeners can hear, we are so excited about our first annual conference. Again, it's Friday, April 11th. Please join us. Again, the conference theme is Seek Me, Awakening the Purpose Within You. And based on that, I wanted to ask you, how important do you feel listening to your God's voice in awakening your purpose is?
It's very important because, again, as we said in the first half, he is the manufacturer of the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, until he speaks, it cannot live. The life of purpose is in his voice.
Wow.
And until we find that voice and he begins to articulate his plan, his desires to us, we're adventurers. We're walking around trying to find it. But once we plug into his voice, his vocal cords, and we connect with what, because again, when the Bible says we're fearfully and
wonderfully made. Yes.
So when he was making us, he was putting purpose in us. He was putting destiny
in
us. He was speaking to us then. So when we become one with what he's already done, and I think that's the key, is seeking his face, his voice, so we can become one with what's already done versus creating our own path, creating our own quote-unquote purpose, because really purpose and destiny is created. It's created by God, not by man. I said it earlier, it's not your decision, it is your discovery. You discover it through the voice of God. So if it's created by God, I discover it by him. But also the destiny and the purpose is customized, just like a custom-made suit. It's made to fit you, every event, the good, the bad, the ugly. That's why you got to know when God is speaking. You know, I recently went through a series of things that I was dealing with. Just as God continues to increase me in his anointing and his power with every dimension, there's a different obstacle. When there's great purpose, there's great challenges. So the challenges, they get greater as you grow. You know, the training is in the trouble. And so what I'm learning is, you know, how to handle this effectively and understand I can't quit. I can't give up because I come too far. So I got to endure this because if he did it before, he can do it again. And that's the value of knowing his voice because, you know, it's customized.
Yes.
Psalm 16:11 says, thou will show me the path of life. Now watch this. This I didn't even have this in my head to even say, but my top offer, the word show, and the theologians and scholars out there can check me. The word show in Hebrew is the same as the word know and knew in the Jeremiah passages, yada, which means David says in 16:11, you will cause me to see what you already saw. You will cause me to know what you already knew about my life. David is praying, saying, God, you will open my eyes and you will show me the path of life. You will show
me
what
you
already see. You will show me the orach in Hebrew, the architecture, the design, what you already finished.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
God, this thing is finished. It's designed. And all we got to do is hear his voice.
Yes.
And that's why if you listen, get to this conference. I'm telling you, this conference, we need more conferences like this. You may not dance, shout, speak in tongues, roll on the floor, but go to church for that. But I want you to get to this conference so you can understand your purpose.
Yes,
and you can move forward as the kingdom person that God has called you to be. So I hope I answered the question. I'm sorry. I'm a preacher, so I'm long-winded. So please forgive me.
We are so good. We are soaking it all in. I can't write fast enough.
Can I do something real quick? Because I feel led to do something.
Sure.
I want, for those of you that are listening, and I don't know what I'm about to get myself into, but I'm going to say this. For those of you that are listening, I want to do something for you. And here's what I want to do. I've been teaching this series on destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give this to you. It's going to be about 6 CDs. And or I can give it to you in CD, or I can give it to you in an automatic download. A lot of things I'm saying on this call, on this radio show, I've been teaching them. But so I can connect with you and I can sow this into your life. God is saying to me to plant this seed in you. I want to give it to you. So all I need you to do is send me an email and say, Dr. Woods, I was listening to you on Atlanta Life Radio on March 25th. You said you was going to give me the Destiny series. Give me your name. I'm going to need all of this, your address, and your email address, and I'm going to send you this series as a gift to sow into your purpose. And I promise you when you listen to it, it will transform your lives.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, callers, listeners, get in on that deal.
And Dr. Woods, can you give how they would get in contact with you?
Yes, my email address, you can email me at Mike, M-I-K-E, at drmikewoods.com. That's drmikewoods.com. Mike at drmikewoods.com. Just shoot me an email. That's my, you know what, like I said, I don't know what I'm getting into. Send me that, and we're going to make sure we get that in your hands. You know,
absolutely.
And if you can't wait for us to mail it, please, by all means, come to the church, and I will put it in your hands.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
That is such a blessing. Thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, a lot of what you said, it just resonates with me so much because, you know, my story is that, you know, I got laid off from my job over 13 and a half years unexpectedly, you know. But in the moment, literally while I was sitting there and they were lowering the boom on me, so to speak, I was still sitting in the administrative office, and I heard God clearly speak to me, peace be still. I got you. Is this, you know, we're talking right now. I heard him say that, and immediately any anger that I felt, any, you know, bitterness or whatever I had going on, it just went away. And I joke about it because somebody had handed me a tissue. I guess they thought I was going to fall apart in the moment, and I handed it back to him because I didn't need it at that point. Because, you know, I knew that he had me. And so, you know, they kind of looked at me, and I just said, you know, God has something better for me, and it's not here. He said that he's going to open up a window for me, and he's got something greater for me. And I was good. And they kind of looked at me, and you know, I was like, okay, I'm done. And,
that's,
you know, all. Yes, it's when you hear, like you said, when you know that God, when you can tune into his voice and hear him speak to you, that is exactly what I experienced in that moment. And I haven't looked back since, you know. I wanted to ask you because, to me, that was an experience where I felt like life threw lemons at me, but I made lemonade instead.
Yes.
So
yes.
Can you share with our listeners a time in your life that you really, that you can share with us when life threw lemons at you, but you decided to make lemonade?
Yes, of course. Like I said, I'm very transparent, and I don't mind telling my story.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many. Let me just see what the Lord want me to share. I'll never forget. I was married before, and my ex-wife decided she wanted a divorce. Here I am. Okay. I'm in ministry.
Wow.
I'm loving what I do. I'm building a ministry. It was in the formative years in this particular instance of my full-time ministry that this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided, she came to me one day and said, I don't want to be married to a preacher anymore.
Wow.
And she said, I know what your background, I know what your upbringing, you're not going to just easily let me out of this marriage. So she made some decisions to do some things that she felt like I would let her out of marriage for. But at the end of the day, you know, I still wanted my marriage. I wanted it together.
Right.
Make a long story short, we ended up divorced. That was probably the most painful time of my life, the most, because I believed in family. I had watched what my mother went through in her marriage. I watched my father's marriage, and I just always wanted a family that had peace, that had joy. I wanted to raise my children in the same house. I wanted to build a model that people could imitate in terms of family. That was one of my goals. But unfortunately, fortunately, God had another plan.
Yes.
He said, I'm going to take this turmoil, and I'm going to make you someone that can speak out of your hurt, out of your brokenness, and help people who have broken marriages, who have broken relationships, who don't have the model family. So the way I've made lemonades out of that, I've had the opportunity to pen a book called Relationship Prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular piece speaks to my problems that I've had. And, you know, that I'm talking about the first marriage. I've been through this a couple of times. So a lot of hurt that I went through to become the authority that I am on this subject. I can speak out of my failure and show you how to not go through what I went through.
Wow.
And at the end of the day, to be able to take, you know, that mess of my life and turn it into a message for people who need to hear it, I can't tell you the countless pastors and leaders from all over this world who I counsel with on a weekly basis or daily basis over the last 15 years about their relationships, because their relationships are falling apart, because either they're putting ministry or business
before
their family. They don't know how to balance it.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, and so my experience has been able to make lemonade for them, even though I've suffered from it and I've been through hurt and ended up by myself. But at the end of the day, my pay for that, you know, what makes me feel good is that I can pick myself up from my pain and take that process and pour it into somebody else's life and watch their marriage be whole and watch their marriage be totally free. You know, so, yeah, that was one of my most painful situations where I took it and, you know, made a message out of the mess.
Wow.
That's great. And on our show, we have a men's series, and it's titled The Mystery of the Missing Man. Very interesting title. And it's co-hosted by who we affectionately call Brother Pass. His name is Dwayne. Dwayne, we love you. Continue to heal. If you're listening tonight, he had just recently overgone an illness. So get well soon, and we look forward to seeing you on April 11th. But the reason why we felt that title was so important is because in our society today, some men have not shown up and taken their rightful position in the kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
And I want to ask you, what do you feel is the biggest obstacle that prevents men from being who God ordained them to be?
You already know there's more than one thing, right? So I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to wink. So I think the biggest obstacle is this. First of all, men are afraid of sacrifice. And there are two areas of sacrifice that men have to make to be effective in the world and in the kingdom. The first one is emotional sacrifice.
That's
because
good.
Men have a tendency to not be able to adjust their emotions to be humble enough to serve the king, to submit to authority. Mm-hmm. So the challenge is being emotional enough to be spiritual, that you could cry in the presence of God, that you could lay it on your face before God and get instructions. Secondly, and I just didn't even hardly touch that, but secondly, they need to be able to make egotistical sacrifices, which ego for a man, you know, we live by, we're visual. Mm-hmm. So it's our car, it's our woman, it's our money in the bank, you know, and we got to be willing to sacrifice our ego to be able to effectively advance the kingdom. Because if we're going to be the priest for our family, which a priest for a family takes the family before God and intercedes, then we can't have egos to do that. We got to be humble when we go before God. Mm-hmm. If we're going to be a prophet for our family, which means we come back to the family after we've gone as a priest and say to them what God says. Mm-hmm. We cannot be egotistical because we can't put ourselves in that. And then in order to be a provider, we can't be egotistical. Mm-hmm. We have to understand that when God blesses us with resources and finances, that it's for the betterment first of our family and then the kingdom at large. Mm-hmm. So because men have a problem emotionally and egotistically, you know, it's a problem with them taking their place. And, you know, so I gave the shortest form of that I possibly could. You should have asked me that first. God.
But you know what? Then that just opens up for us to invite you back.
Exactly.
Especially on one of our men's series shows.
I would love to at any time. I want to say this. I know we ain't got a few moments, but I want to take just a minute to do this because Allie and Dr. Ward Porter, this is what I hear the Lord saying for you guys. This is the word of the Lord, and I hear it so clearly. He said to tell you that this is, you're getting ready to step into a season where your capacity is expanding, where there is an increase all around you. And whatever you touch, God told me to tell you, he's going to prosper it. Ooh, I see a wide door opening where this blog talk show will go from being a blog talk show, and it will take a step into syndicated. Watch this. I just want to hear. I hear the word satellite radio. Ooh, and God says, I'm getting ready to open this door where you will have a satellite channel where you can discuss these issues consistently around the clock. You have different hosts and different people come in, but you will own this channel. God said, I've already aligned the sponsors. And God says, once that happens, I'm going to catapult you into a place, because in both of you, there's a partnership you have to form to write a book about something. I don't see the subject matter, but God said, together, I see you on the cover of this book, and you're going to write this book together, and it's going to put your name in the world with great magnitude. And that's the word
of the Lord.
Glory
to God. Glory to God. I receive that. I receive that. I receive that.
I just came on air for that. This is Mel D. We received that. Oof.
Thank you so much for being on our show tonight, Dr. Woods, and we definitely have to have you, you know, back on another show. And
my pleasure.
You're a friend of the show, and thank you for speaking life into us and to our listeners. And so, guys, listeners, please take advantage of his generosity and emailing him to get one of the 6 CDs that he's offering, his Destiny series. Please email him at mike@drwoods.com and take advantage of that. And we thank you for being with us tonight. And like I said, you're welcome back anytime. And, you know, we're running out of time, but, Doc, this has been phenomenal. I'm so full right now.
Can we end again? Because I want to, Dr. Woods, I want to make sure everyone has your correct email address, contact information, address to your church. So can we end again? Can you give our listeners how they can learn more about you and your ministry?
Certainly. The name of our church is The Dwelling Place. We're located at 1871 County Line Road in Southwest Atlanta, Georgia. Our website for the church is www.dwellingplaceatl.org. My personal website is Dr. Mike Woods, DrMikeWoods.com. You can follow me on Twitter at DrMLWoods. You can follow me on Facebook at Dr. Mike Woods, or you can find The Dwelling Place on Facebook at The Dwelling Place Atlanta. And that's how you find us. And my email address is mike@drmikewoods.com. That's mike@drmikewoods.com. Please email me where I can put that whole series in your hand and bless your life.
Thank you so much. Thank you again, Dr. Woods. And as we close out another intriguing and just phenomenal episode this evening, we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. And know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through.
Freedom I have ever known has come from you alone.